From Spark and Anvil and ProofQuest, this is Direct Proof Dora, in Chapter 1 of the ProofQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Dora had a particular way of explaining things. If you asked her a question, she would answer it, but never in a hurry. She would begin with the first piece of information. Then she carefully connected it to the next, and the next, until the answer unfolded like a map. By the time she reached the conclusion, many people had already figured it out for themselves. This, as Dora often pointed out with a gentle smile, was precisely the point. She called it a direct proof. She did not believe in shortcuts. In fact, she didn't think shortcuts truly existed, not in the part of the world she inhabited. Dora's world was constructed from paths. Some paths were long, winding through forests and over hills. Others were short, a straight line from one point to another. Yet none of them, in her view, were ever shortcuts. A path was simply the route you actually walked, step by careful step. This methodical habit proved exceptionally useful for someone whose life's work involved teaching children how to prove things. Dora grew up in a quiet town called Stepwell. It nestled on the eastern bank of a river so wide, no one could ever hope to ford it. Only one bridge spanned its breadth. Dora's grandfather, a man of few words and immense patience, had built it. He was known simply as Dora's grandfather by most of the town. One summer, he decided Stepwell needed a bridge. He spent the next 4 years constructing it, understanding that bridges took far longer than a single season. Dora walked that bridge every day on her way to school. It was a long bridge, stretching out over the water. By the time she was 8, she knew the exact order of its planks, 1 through 37. She counted them every morning as her small feet tapped across the timber. She counted them again every evening on her return. The repetition never bored her. In this way, and in many others, she was exactly the child she would become as an adult. One spring, when Dora was 9, a stranger arrived in Stepwell. He was a tall man, dusty from travel, and he moved with an air of hurry. He stopped Dora near the riverbank, his eyes scanning the horizon. "Excuse me, child," he said, his voice a little rough. "I'm looking for the bridge. I heard there was one across the river here." Dora pointed toward the sturdy structure. "It's right there," she said. He thanked her, a quick nod, and started walking toward it. But halfway down the bank, he paused. He looked at the bridge, all 37 planks of it, stretching into the distance. He muttered, more to himself than to Dora, "Is there a faster way to get across?" Dora, who was 9 and had just spent the last 3 years counting every plank twice a day, answered immediately. "No," she said. The stranger turned, a flicker of mild curiosity replacing his haste. He wasn't annoyed, just genuinely intrigued. "You're really sure about that?" he asked. "Yes," Dora affirmed. Her voice was small but certain. "The river is wide. There is only one bridge. You could swim if you wanted, but that is also a path, and it is much wetter." The stranger considered her words for a long moment. A slow smile spread across his face. "That," he said, "is the most thorough answer I have ever been given." He then walked across the bridge, continuing on his way, and Dora went home for dinner. She thought about that brief conversation for years afterward. The stranger had wanted a shortcut. He'd assumed one must exist, some clever bypass or hidden alternative known only to the locals. But Dora, who had meticulously counted those 37 planks since she was 6, knew the truth. There was only the bridge. You walked it, you arrived. That was the simple, undeniable fact. Around the age of 10, she decided her purpose in the world would likely involve reminding people that the path is the path. She became a mathematician. She also became a teacher, but the mathematician part came first, a foundational step in her own intellectual journey. By the time the ProofQuest Academy extended an invitation, asking her to teach the direct proof technique to young minds, Dora had already accomplished much. She had authored 2 books exploring the elegant simplicity of logical progression, taught 3 university classes, and delivered nearly 400 talks at various small mathematical societies. In her spare time, she had also walked across her grandfather's bridge approximately 14,000 times, each journey a quiet reaffirmation of her beliefs. She arrived at the academy with a well-worn notebook and a small, sturdy wooden walking stick. Her grandfather had carved it for her when she completed her doctoral degree. The walking stick was not a metaphor, she would often clarify. It was a real walking stick used for actual walking. She introduced herself to the children on her first day with quiet confidence. "You probably already know how to prove things," she began. "I am just here to help you write down what you already do. Every proof has a beginning, a middle, and an end. The beginning is what you are given. The end is what you want to show. The middle is the path between them." A child in the back of the room, a boy with bright, curious eyes, raised a hand. "Isn't there ever a faster way?" he asked, his voice hopeful. Dora paused, a gentle smile touching her lips. She had been answering this exact question since she was 9 years old. "No," she said. "There are sometimes shorter paths, yes. But the path is always the path." She has been teaching at the academy ever since, guiding her students through the precise, beautiful logic of direct proofs. She still walks her grandfather's bridge twice a year, a quiet pilgrimage, and she still counts the planks. There are still 37. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Direct Proof DORA, released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.